online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent. At one, here's Joanna Earle.
Two people have died and dozens are injured after a strong earthquake hit the Greek island of Kos. The Foreign Office says there's no indication anyone from the UK is among the casualties. Tom Perry Fox and his nine-month-old son were asleep in their hotel when the quake struck.
Pretty surreal. It's like a movie. I thought the ceiling was going to collapse and stuff like that, so literally covered him up, scooped him, grabbed the pushchair, ran downstairs with him and joined everyone else. I was scared for your life. Literally, like, you didn't know what's happening. The floor is literally vibrating like you wouldn't believe.
KM FM News.
A Folkestone man's been jailed for possessing explosive material that could have been used to make a bomb. Flammable liquids, powders and other chemicals were found by police at properties owned by Stephen Else in the town in March last year. The 58-year-old from Jesmond Street has been locked up for just over 12 years. New evidence has been presented to the High Court, which Charlie Gard's parents hope could lead to him receiving more treatment. The seriously ill baby has been assessed by an expert from America who's offering experimental therapy. Sky's Ian Woods is at the court.
Mr. Justice Francis, the judge, said, "I want to be able to make a decision by Tuesday late afternoon, early evening about whether Charlie Gard should be sent to the United States for this treatment." So he's appealed all the lawyers involved to keep their evidence brief on Monday and Tuesday.
An earlier hearing decided he should be allowed to die. A Kent policeman has been sacked for sexually assaulting a woman at a nightclub in Ashford. A misconduct hearing heard how the officer was off duty at the time when he inappropriately touched the victim at Cameo in February. He'd been previously received a police caution.
This is KMFM.
A Chatham woman is calling for the age of smear tests to be lowered after being diagnosed with cervical cancer at just 33. Kelly Meeks was told she had the disease last year after putting off being examined. At the moment, only women aged 25 or over can have the test done. Kelly is now raising awareness of the disease and says she's already inspired people to get tested.
A lot of women that have forgotten about them, they've been and had them done. It's been absolutely phenomenal for me, for getting the awareness out there. Even if 5 women go, even if 10 women go, if 10,000 women go, that's lives that are being saved from this horrible disease.
The people building a massive new housing development in North Kent are going to monitor the fitness of some of its first residents. Around 100 people living at Ebbsfleet Garden City have been given Fitbits. The data will be analysed over the next 12 months to see how they like to keep active. Kevin McGough is the programme director.
Over the course of the Garden City, we see 7 new city parks being built, a whole range of facilities. So the information from this project has a real benefit to us because it's going to tell us how can we design these parks to reflect what people want and need.
And organisers of next month's Herne Bay Air Show are promising it'll be the best yet. More than a dozen fighter jets and the Red Arrows will perform at the event on August the 19th. Around 80,000 people went to the event last year.
KMFM Showbiz.
Louis Tomlinson's been chatting to KMFM Breakfast about his new single, Back to You, is out today and is his second track since One Direction went on a break.
With this song, it was nice actually because I don't have as much personal reference from this song, but it was nice to almost detach myself a little bit from this and kind of just write more broadly as opposed to, you know, specific to me.
If you missed his chat with Gary and Laura, we've tweeted it via at KMFM News.
Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Now with the latest sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, starting off with cricket, and Kent have suffered back-to-back defeats in the T20 Blast. They were beaten by 16 runs by Middlesex last night after failing to reach a victory target of 180. It means the Spitfires have dropped to 6th in the South Group with 3 defeats and 2 wins from their 5 games so far. Meantime, India will be the team to take on England in Sunday's Women's Cricket World Cup final at Lord's. It's after they beat Australia by 36 runs in Derby. Kent's Tammy Beaumont and Laura Marsh will be part of the squad. Captain Heather Knight says she's been impressed with the home support they've received so far.
They've really sort of lived every ball with us, and obviously there's going to be a hell of a lot more people watching on Sunday, and I think if they get behind us, and it does really lift you as a player. It kind of makes you want to do well for the crowd, and obviously hear that cheer when you do something well. So yeah, the girls will hopefully really thrive on it.
And Great Britain's Hannah Cockcroft's picked up her 3rd gold at the World Para Athletics Championships in London. The wheelchair racer took victory in the T34 400 metres. Later, Kadina Cox goes in the T38 400 metres, which she won at the 2016 Paralympics.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.